out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. On We See. This is a pretty straightforward tune, but again, there's a couple of little spots. So the basic upper voice has this interesting thing. It goes from a sixth to a fifth. So it goes. That's what's going on. Sixths, fifth, major seventh, major second. So with the bass. Now the bass really kind of does this. I find it hard to get the G. Because in order to do that, you'd have to go. So. Which is all right, but it's hard to get that to swing, really, so I kind of skip the G and just go to the G flat. Because I like the pull off sound, but can't get a pull off and hit the note at the same time, so I'd have to restrike it, and that
I don't really like the sound of it, so. So I'll just stick with. Some kind of F7 there. It's like a B7 flat 9. That's B flat, F sharp, G. And then this little stroke with a thumb. Whole tone sound, third expanding into a sharp 5. You could also play whole tones or something like that. So yeah, the last A's has got a little bit different thing on it. These ending phrases, I like to play the E and the F like that. It's not necessary in the first two A's because they just go, but I like to be able to hold maybe have that sound of the sus with the third in it. And then it's much easier on the last A, which ends.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.